favorite writer of all time. There is no better on the planet. He is the New York Times bestselling author of She's Come Undone. I know this much is true. So many books sold all over the world. And nobody does it like he does. He is the king of compassion. He writes in a breathtaking way. And for anyone who's ever read Wally Lamb, and, you know, in the early years before he was a household name, I used to call people and say, you have to read this book, and I would force them to read it, and then they would call me from airplanes, having nervous breakdowns, you know, falling apart, and there was one person we sent the book to and said, you have to read this book, her name is Oprah Winfrey,
yeah.
And she picked him twice for her book club when she had her book club, and went on to sell even more copies, and more readers, more fans, and his latest book is called We Are Water, and it's just come out. Beautiful cover, beautiful book, and here he is, Wally Lamb. Love him.
Hey, Judith. Hi, everybody.
Hi. It's so great to have you here. I'm so excited, and you brought a bunch of actors because we're going to do a reading from the book, which is incredible.
I know. That's going to be fun.
I know. All right. So tell me, what is We Are Water about?
Well, it's a story about an American family. Dad is half Chinese and half Italian. He is a university psychologist. Mom is an outsider artist, and as she becomes successful, she moves to New York from rural Connecticut and falls in love with a woman and leaves her husband. There is a marriage that is about to come, and it's also a study of their three grown children who are all in their 20s and their various reactions to Mom's news.
So where do these ideas come from?
They come from real life, actually, particularly with this story. I grew up in Norwich, Connecticut, and there is a sort of a cataclysmic flood that happens based on a real flood that I remembered from when I was 12. There is an outsider artist who was in Norwich. His name was Ellis Ruley. Couldn't sell paintings in his lifetime, but very collectible these days, died under mysterious circumstances. So I took those two unrelated events and I put them together and generated this story. But also Connecticut, when I started the novel, that was back in 2009. And for one thing, gay marriage had just been legalized in Connecticut. And that was very much on my mind, as was President Obama's election. And you know, I would hear people say, now we're in a post-racial society, and I didn't buy that. And so I investigated, race and racial violence within this novel.
And I just want to mention, too, that Wally teaches at a women's prison.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about that experience a bit and what the good news is today.
Well, about 14 years ago, I was asked, there were a couple of suicides at York Prison. In Niantic, Connecticut, and I was asked to go in and just try to distract the women by talking about my writing. I had just come off the second of the Oprah Book Club selections, and so there were about 45 women who had elected to hear me talk about writing, which I did. And then at the end, I said, does anybody have any questions? And these were the questions about writing. You met Oprah? You know?
That was my question.
Right. But anyway, at the very end, I was packing up and getting ready to get the heck out of there. Prison is a pretty intimidating place. And then one of the most intimidating women who had elected to be in the program, she said, thanks for coming. And I said, oh, you're welcome. And she said, are you coming back? And I think it's just because I am such a chicken. I was afraid of her. So I said, okay, I'll come back in 2 weeks. And that was 14 years ago.
Yeah. Which is so incredible.
One of the students that has been, you know, I've just loved working with this woman. She's a very honorable, dignified woman, and she's sort of a surrogate mother and grandmother for many of the women. Her name is Bonnie Forshaw. She was imprisoned for 45 years, or that was her sentence, and she was in year 27 when, about a month ago, she was granted a clemency hearing. I was down there. It lasted for over 6 hours. And at the end, the three-person panel all voted to give her clemency. So yesterday, Judith, It was one of the most moving things that I've ever witnessed. I went down there and saw her emerge in something other than prison issue, and she has fallen into the safety net of a wonderful family. She has children. She's got grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they were all there in force, as were some of her co-workers from 27 years ago, a number of the women who she mothered who had gotten out of prison, and I was there, too, to celebrate.
You know, it's incredible, and the work that you do is so moving, and the compassion that you have is so clear in all of your novels. You know, you have real compassion for your characters.
Yeah.
In a way that most writers don't.
Well, you know, it takes me a long time to write these novels, and so...
I know.
And, right. Oh, yeah, whoops.
By the way, I published Wally Wimp's first couple of books.
Right. I think I had a 5-year deadline, which was pretty liberal, and it took me 9 years to write. Yeah.
Sometimes it just takes time, you know?
Right.
It's like the slow food movement, right? The slow writing movement. It takes time for these novels to emerge.
For me, it does, yeah. Because I never know where they're going. And, you know, I'm envious of the kind of writers who can outline the whole thing and write toward a preconceived ending. But I think they're more focused on plot. I'm more focused on character. And so I have to get to know these people. And sometimes they reveal themselves quite slowly. Frustrating.
Yeah. We're speaking with Wally Lamb. His latest novel is called We Are Water. The characters, you say, emerge slowly. It's very interesting how you decided to structure this book. Talk a little bit about that, because it's in the voice of all the different characters, which is like a complicated math problem.
Right. Well, one of the reasons why I'm really excited to be here today with the actors who participated in the audio is that although I have never had acting experience myself, I can nod with familiarity when I hear actors talk about their work and how they sort of shed their own skin for a performance and become somebody else. And that's sort of what I do during my work days. You know, I take on these different voices. Now, that's structurally different than my earlier novels. I always write first person and become the person that is telling the story. But this time, it was almost like a Rubik's Cube. You know, you shift it a little bit, and suddenly there's a different version of the truth.
Yeah, and it's very brave. You know, the one thing about you, Wally, is that you're a very brave writer. You try new things, you explore new material. You're not afraid to take on things that might be controversial. And
I think that may be ignorance more than anything else.
I don't think so.
You know, I write myself into these corners and then have to get the hell out of them.
Well, let's set up what we're going to read here and introduce the actors. What are we going to be reading?